Ooh wee. Wow. Nice. Was not expecting that to see that, honestly. That's good, Eric. I applaud you for that one.
Thanks.
Ooh wee, man. Another Thursday night. Another great game. We're spoiled. And of course, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, the finish between Horizon and ALA Gilbert North, I'm sorry, ALA Gilbert North, Higley was came down to a field goal, which is what you love to see in football. More on that in just a moment. My name is Zach Alvara. That is Eric Newman, who is mocking my favorite college football team. Should switch us before Chris Eaton gets mad. This is the Take It Easy Sports Show. Welcome back, everybody. Lots to talk about, Eric. We have a lot to go over this week. We have new rankings to talk about. So we actually waited like last week where we had to go earlier than the rankings actually came out. We have flag football rankings. We have scores from tonight. We have a lot to talk about, man. This can be a good
Yeah,
one.
no doubt.
How have you been?
I've been good. NAU football is on a bye week this week, so it's been,
Nice.
I've had plenty of other stuff to cover, but no game this week to be at. So that has been, a little bit less time, but still
Yeah.
other stuff to do.
Very true. Very true. I don't even know where to start, Eric. There's so much to get to. I guess, to I don't even know, man. Like, where do we even begin? Look at
Should
all
we
the
start with
things
the
that I
game
have.
tonight?
Look at all the things that we have pulled up at the bottom here.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot of things that I have to put on the screen tonight. And that's not even with the flag football rankings. I actually forgot to grab those. So I'm gonna have to grab them at some point and hope that no one notices that I'm like moving my mouse around like crazy trying to grab them. No, we do have a lot to talk about. I think you brought up a really good point. I think we just start with the two, I guess you can call them two games of the week. The Friday Night Lights Desert Takeover presented by Dr. Bombay. Obviously, Hypermark is pretty much the host of this event. We had the crosstown rivalry between Prescott and Bradshaw Mountain. Eric, Bradshaw Mountain is a team you've actually covered a couple times since you started up there in Flagstaff. I want
And
to say
Prescott
you've
too.
seen, I was going to say you've seen Prescott as well. 27 to 17, the Badgers get it done over the Bears. And Chris Eaton started giving me crap on Twitter, but fourth and 33 from the 38-yard line, and Prescott went for it. And Uriah Tennette threw a 38-yard touchdown. Like,
He
does
is
anything surprise us anymore with him?
so he is just so elusive, and part of the thing is that you can talk about pass defense and everything,
Right.
but when you've got somebody that is that good and is that elusive, it's hard to, guard guys for 10 seconds or more.
Yeah, it
They're going to
really
find a
is.
way to get open. And that's what last week I saw them play against Flagstaff. And obviously, Flagstaff isn't the same caliber in
Right.
terms of teams that they're going to go against. They're still rebuilding a lot and everything. But I mean, you're not going to get somebody like that most of the time, especially at the high school level. You're not going to be able to guard against that kind of thing if he's
No,
able to get out of the
absolutely.
pocket.
Well, and like the thing is too, you got to, we're talking about him being such a good quarterback and his elusiveness there, but he might even be a better basketball player.
He's
That's
awesome.
what's insane. Like, I don't know. I mean, this kid really, I personally, I feel like he should have the choice of to play whatever he wants in college.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen him play basketball more than I have. I've seen him for the most part really only at like section seven, but I mean, even there, it's like, you hear the name, like you see the stats and everything, and you go and you watch him and you're like, okay, this kid's not like he's not like a 6'5", like, 4-star, 5-star kid, but he's a very good ball handler. He's very quick and he can shoot the rock lights out.
Yeah,
So
and he's an
basically
awesome
everything we
passer
just
too.
I was gonna say everything we just described with him on the football field basically is what he does in the basketball court.
Yep.
So yeah, no, great night for football, Mason says. I know Mason just sent over his game story from a flag football game. I don't remember. I think he was covering Hamilton. What did he say? Basha versus Hamilton is where he was. So that'll be up after this, if I remember. Mason, you might have to remind me. I was just going, oh, speaking of basketball, I don't actually have it pulled up, but it was announced, I believe, today. Is that correct? It was announced today that Hoopaw West is actually going to be moving, Eric, which personally I'm very excited for. You know, Hoopaw West is a great showcase. They bring in some of the best teams from around the country.
It's awesome.
It's very much like Section 7, except kind of scaled down, but like with, I would say, even maybe better teams. Maybe.
Yeah, it's less quantity, but the quality is awesome. There's so many good teams. The
quality is insane. I think it was last year or 2 years ago, they had Duncanville out of Texas playing Montverde out of Florida. Obviously, Duncanville is one of those public schools that just, they just breed athletes, right? Mm-hmm. Duncanville football team, if you've ever seen highlights of them or just seen them in general, like even just like looking at rankings, that team is ridiculously good. I mean, yeah. I'm thinking like could potentially challenge like a modern day Bosco Gorman type of good.
Yeah, they're really good.
They just never schedule each other for some reason. Bosco beat up on Allen, but Allen's not even as good as Duncanville. But the same goes for basketball. Duncanville is very good on the basketball court. Very, very good. And I don't remember who won, but I do know it came down to a buzzer beater. I want to say Duncanville won over Montverde. That was a couple of years ago. I was sitting there with Jacob Saliga watching that game. But Hoopaw West, normally, it's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So a three-day event. And usually it's the same weekend as the Arizona High School Football State Championships, which makes it really, really hard to go see a team like Perry play against a team like Sierra Canyon, like it was a couple years ago. That was at Footprint Center. It was a massive game, obviously. Bronny James was there at the time. Cody Williams was there at the time. So, you know, it really makes it hard to go see games like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
This year, not only have they basically elevated the level of competition, but they also moved it. So no longer is the Hoopaw West tournament going to be at Chaparral High School. I'm trying to find it. It is now going to be at Highland High School in Gilbert. Highland has a very big gym, so it actually works
out. Yeah, it's a really big gym. It's nice. Yeah.
Listen to this Thursday schedule, Eric. Roosevelt High School, California, and versus Coronado in Nevada, two of the best teams in those two states. Notre Dame out of California, another really good one. Leighton Christian, a really good team out of Utah. St. John Bosco, Sandra Day O'Connor, one of the top teams here in Arizona. Link Academy, Missouri, that's a team it's like one of those prep schools. They're playing Bella Vista out of Arizona. Christ the King versus Chaminade College Prep. That's a New York versus Missouri matchup. And then you keep on going. Speaking of Duncanville, they're coming back. Duncanville versus De La Salle High School. Arizona Compass Prep out of Arizona here, facing Wasatch Academy out of Utah. Sunny Slope versus Gonzaga College High School out of Washington, D.C. And then the big one, Perry versus Harvard Westlake. And that's all this Thursday.
Yeah, it's just the first day. Slate. It's awesome.
That's day one. I haven't even seen. I think they have. Okay, here's the Friday schedule. So they have. They do have the traditional bracket, like the game one versus game two, winner or loser, whatever. But the round robin, day two, the biggest matchup is probably going to be Eleanor Roosevelt out of California versus O'Connor. Be a pretty good one. Bosco versus Leighton Christian. Saturday usually is the one that has like the monster like matchups. Round robin, Notre Dame out of California versus Sandra Day O'Connor, and the showcase game is Utah Prep versus Faith Family Academy out of Texas. So, I mean, look at the players to watch. ESPN Top 100 Class of 2025. You have the number one player in the class. You have the number six player, number seven player, number 11 player, number 14, 22, 31, 33, 35, 40, 43, 47, 51, 52, 64, 67, 87, 89. Like, that's just the 2025 class. That is, yeah, what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 18 of the top 100 players in the country are playing in this tournament. 2025.
Yeah, and that's not to mention some of the other kids that are, you know, maybe not ranked, but are awesome high school basketball players.
Well, I mean, I was going to say DeAndre Harrison isn't on this list, but he's a D1 kid. So, I mean, there is 9 or 10 players from the class of 2026 that are in the ESPN top 60. There's 2 players from the class of 2027 in the ESPN top 25, one of them being Darius Wobbington out of Sunny Slope. So, I mean, this is a legit, I mean, they've elevated this thing like crazy.
Yeah.
Big time. You know, traditionally, the team that hosts the Hoopall West, so Chaparral, would play in this event. Highland isn't even playing in this game or in this showcase. Highland is a pretty good basketball team. They are not in this. This is like quite literally the best of the best. The only team missing out of all this is Millennium. If Millennium was in here, then we'd literally have the top 4 teams in the state playing. So
yeah, it's really crazy.
I'm excited. I haven't even mentioned they did move it, by the way. January 2nd through the 5th. Did I mention that already?
Yeah.
Maybe I did. Okay. January 7th.
I don't know. I thought 2nd? So.
Maybe I did. January 2nd through the 5th. So no longer is it the second weekend of December when the state championships typically happen, or first weekend, whatever it is. They moved it all the way to the new year. So this is like in Arizona. This is the pinnacle high school event happening on that weekend,
yeah,
which I'm very excited about because that means I get to go to all 3 days.
Yep.
So, it's funny because Evision, you know, shout out to Evision. He says he's tuned in right now. Cedric, by the way, he was up in Prescott and he mentioned something. I think I quote tweeted the Hoopall West post, and I was like, finally, this game like gets moved, essentially, right? Or this showcase gets moved so that way we can actually go watch it. And he even brought up, he's like, no more, you know, showing up for 1 hour and then having to leave again, which is exactly what I've had to do like the last like 3 years.
Yeah, so no kidding.
I get to see like one game on a Thursday, then I have to go out to a practice usually. So for the championship. So yeah, I'm very excited for that. I'm very, very excited. I'm also very excited for Eric, if you know what's coming. Do you know what's coming, Eric?
I don't.
You don't know what's coming. I got to pull them up. Hang on 1 second. I'm also excited for the Thursday night game of the week. Higley at Horizon. This game had a ton of playoff implications. It had a ton of open division implications. Horizon and Higley were both in the open division, which we'll get to the AIA rankings here in just a bit. They're both in the open division rankings right now. The winner probably stays in, I would say, and has a very good chance, although the schedules are still really difficult for both teams down the stretch.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's not. Like, I was about to tweet something like, you know, hey, Horizon, welcome to the open division, but like, they still have to play Ailey Gilbert and Cactus Shadows. Like, those aren't slouches. But yes, Horizon did win this game. Our own Adam Beadle was out there covering the game. Was it Palmer Podwika? Yes, it was. Palmer Podwika, he hit the 35-yard field goal for Horizon as time expired. 27-24, the Huskies win. And Eric, the Horizon Huskies resume keeps getting better and better and better. That is now 2 wins, 2 straight wins. Over teams that were in the open division rankings as they played the game.
Yeah, I mean, the run is impressive. It's been really good.
It's been really good. The job that Tyson Dittmore is doing over there with that Horizon team is fantastic. I mean, you come in, you take over for Andy Litton, who did a great job with that program, let him do a state title, and now all of a sudden you have them knocking on the door of the open division for the second time in, what, 5 years?
Yeah,
pretty good,
and deservedly so.
Deservedly so, exactly. So,
and that's something, you know, we mentioned making the open how big of a challenge it is anyway. But for a 5A team, it is even more. You have to be really even a step better to make it as a 5A team because of the multiplier, because of, you know, the fact that your strength of schedule might not be the same as some of the 6A.
And no, you're right. And like, you know, you saying that, it sounds like that would be the right thing. But then again, we look at Higley, they were 5-2, and we always thought, okay, two losses don't get you in the open division. And here's a 5A team with two losses.
Yeah.
So I really don't know.
I think, so yes, I think that we've mentioned it before, but I think that once we get more games in, each win will matter less, and each, you know, there will be more chances for some of the other people to make a move up once more power play games have been in there. Like, you know,
yeah, but we're also,
they might be on that. They might lose some, but their strength of schedule is going to be a lot better.
See, so, that's what I think too. But the thing is, we're also like, we only have three games left.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, there's not a lot of room for, I mean, unless you're, unless you're one of the teams in like the 5A Northeast Valley or the 6A East Valley region or even the Premier, like the games you have left, like those other regions that aren't those that I just named, the games you have left are not going to do a whole lot for you mostly.
Yeah, that's true.
Like just because that 5A Northwest or Northeast, I mean, like that every team is a playoff team right now. And the quote-unquote worst team is Cactus Shadows, who literally can score like 40 points a game. They just happen to lose the games where they score 40 points.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and like, that's still a, like, I would take Cactus Shadows over most of the top 10 teams right now in 5A.
I agree.
Just because I don't think the other ones can keep up. Like, the Cactus Shadows can just score points at will with Donovan Dixon. And a lot of 5A teams aren't built like that. They just can't, they can't score like that, I don't think. They can score. They just can't score. They can't out-duel a team 47-42 or whatever it's been the last 2 or 3 weeks for Cactus Shadows.
Right.
So, let's see. Adam said Horizon to the open. I'm with you, Adam. I think Horizon's going to be in there. The problem is if they lose to Cactus Shadows and LA Gilbert, then they probably drop out. I think if they lose to one of them, they stay in. Maybe they have to lose to Cactus Shadows. Or sorry, if they have to, they have to lose to LA Gilbert to stay in. If they lose to Cactus Shadows, that might drop them out. But we'll see. I mean, I don't even know at this point. Jacob Saliga says that he has the whole formula figured out, but I don't know. I really don't.
No, he doesn't. He might have an idea, but he doesn't have the whole thing figured out.
Yeah. Snowflake would be in 4A. Would be in if 4A did an emergency vote. That's very true. Snowflake would be an open division team right now. And Ironwood Ridge getting too much credit for being 4A Seton because 4A opted out. Yeah, that's true. Good point. Ralph Amson cooking. What is it, Ralph? Like, it's like 1 a.m. where you are.
Yeah.
What are you doing? How do you do that? How is it? Credit to Ralph. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah,
it's
me
like
either.
1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, no, Ralph makes good points, though. If 4A was still in the open division, Snowflake would be in there, for sure.
They probably would.
Yeah, and people would be absolutely losing their mind right now.
I don't think Snowflake would want that.
Probably not. I mean, I don't even know
if 4A teams that get in it don't want to be there. They want to compete for a 4A championship.
Like, does Marana even want it?
Doubt it. I guess I can't really speak for them, but I would be surprised.
Does Horizon really want it? Did Higley really want it? Did Desert Mountain really want it? I think we know Desert Mountain didn't. Well, at least, you know, Conrad, he was very vocal about
it.
He's been very vocal about it.
I mean, maybe Higley wants it, but they also opted out of 6A on purpose. So going up to the higher level of competition doesn't really seem like the mode. Though maybe I'm
wrong. But I mean, if you're Higley, you win back-to-back 5A titles, and you know you're going to be 6A next year. You might as well go for the open, right?
I guess.
They've just been decimated by injuries this year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Adam can chime in a little bit with a comment or something, but apparently Luke Calgo was benched tonight. Apparently. For Gunner. For Grell. Maybe.
Could be. I don't know.
West Coast hours. I sleep from 3 to 9. Good for you. That's awesome. We'll see what Adam comes up with for us. But in the meantime, we'll tell you about Nautical Bowls once I find it. Nautica Bowls. At Nautica Bowls, we blend healthy, fresh superfood bowls with an uplifting atmosphere to fuel your life full of energy. Thank you, Nautica Bowls, for sponsoring Hypermark and being a supporter of the show. Everyone watching, please go to Nautica Bowls and get your superfood acai bowl. Because everyone loves an acai bowl, right, Eric?
That's right. I love acai. It's so delicious.
It's so good. Especially when you know like the fruit's really fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like when it's frozen beforehand, like you can kind of tell, but... Yeah. I don't know what's happening in the group chat. I keep seeing messages pop up, but apparently it's you and Jacob going at it.
Oh. I'm not looking at it right now, so that would be weird.
Or Jacob is getting mad about something you said.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Cody's also about to
know the formula. He might know a good amount if that's what he's talking about.
I don't think that's what he's talking about.
Nobody knows the formula.
I don't think that's what he's talking about. Also, Cody might delete FanDuel.
Good for him.
I don't think that's going to happen. Haugo was benched. Yes. Interesting. Interesting. That's another conversation for another day.
That is exactly right.
Mostly because we don't know what went into that decision, right? Like, we really don't know. All I'm going to say is Higley has a very good problem on its hands with two very good quarterbacks. So that's all I'll really get at. Brophy, tonight, 45-14 over Corona del Sol Globe. But the Tigers, they beat Alchese 41-14. You know what's funny? Whenever I see Alchese, I can't help it in my head. Eric go, Alchese. Because that's what they do, the fans do for the basketball championships. Because Alchese is there exactly like every year. So they show up.
They're a team that is up there in those games every single season.
Yes, absolutely. Monument Valley, the Mustangs, they get the job done 52-0 over Window Rock. And we're still waiting on two more scores, the Independence Patriots versus Sierra Linda and La Jolla versus Gila Ridge. We're waiting on those two scores. We already mentioned Prescott getting the win 27-17 over Bradshaw and Horizon, of course, the game of the week. For Thursday night, 27-24 over Higley. The Huskies are almost, I think, solidified for the open division at this point. So we'll see how things shape up. As we've seen, the AIA rankings can be very unpredictable.
Yes.
So there's
Unless you have the formula.
Unless you have the formula like Jacob Saliga. Speaking of rankings, let's go ahead and go over the 4A conference really quick. As Ralph mentioned already, As Ralph mentioned already, the 4A conference just a few weeks ago, we talked about it here on the show too, opted out of the open division. So now these rankings are essentially what you're looking at for the 4A conference. Right now, Snowflake, the Lobos, as we said, 7-0, a very good rating. They'd be in the open division if the 4A was still allowed in. Arizona College Prep at 6-1. That team has been absolutely on a tear after losing to Crown Point in the first game of the season. They have just dominated, absolutely dominated. Gimme Catholic, number 3. Arcadia, 4. Micah Mountain, 5. Micah Mountain did some... We'll talk about it later, but Micah Mountain made a statement last week. Thunderbird, the Titans, number 6. Northwest Christian, 7. Prescott, 8. Seton Catholic, 9. Walden Grove, 10. Followed by Vista Grande, Bradshaw, Deer Valley... And going over the last couple teams in Coco, Canyon del Oro, Estrella Foothills. Combs right now sitting at 5-2. They are the first team out of the 4A conference playoffs. Independence also 5-2. They're sitting right there at 18. And then the list goes on and on and on. So, Eric, looking at this, especially because you cover the 4A mostly because of Coco and Flagstaff, what's kind of your reaction to these rankings?
I think that we're going to have some really, really fun stuff in the 4A. And we've talked about it before, but it's such a big conference with the amount of teams that are in it. It's
right.
That's why you get so many teams with one loss and undefeated and everything like that. You just don't have everyone knocking off each other like you do in maybe a 6A or, you know, the top level 5A and everything. I mean, Deer Valley is 7-0. Well could go undefeated. If the cards fall right. Arcadia and Micah Mountain both undefeated. They're not going to play each other. I don't know if any of them play Snowflake either. So it's, you know, it's going to be, there's going to be a few potentially one win, one loss or undefeated or something like that. That's going to go into this tournament. we're not going to know necessarily how a lot of them go against the, you know, this high level of competition. Prescott's right. going to move up after beating Bradshaw Mountain this week.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a really fun bracket.
That's yeah, no, absolutely. Updates really quick. Sierra Linda knocked off Independence 22-21 tonight. So the Patriots, that's not a good loss for them when they're trying to make the playoffs this year. Gila Ridge, I know that's a team that you really like out of Yuma. They beat La Jolla 35-14 tonight. So that's all the Thursday games. Not very many. Usually there's a lot more than that Thursday games for tackle football. But flag football, there's a ton. I think flag football is just too hard to read all of them.
Yeah, I mean, they play just a couple times a week.
Right, there's just way too many. We can go over the rankings for flag football. So I think how we're going to do this, we'll go over the rankings for flag football really quick, and then we're going to the AIA rankings, and I'll pull up Mason's as well. And then we'll get into the – how do you want to do this? We'll probably go Hypermark rankings, and then we'll go Open Division AIA, because those are the ones that obviously – really, you know, show the seedings and whatever
that
could look like. Just gonna go top 10 here. 6A conference for the flag football teams. Hamilton just absolutely dominating boat racing teams as well. I want to say that the Huskies won tonight as well. They did 35-6. So we're gonna have Mason's post game story up on the site pretty soon. Basha also undefeated, 8-0. They're number 2. Mountain View, the defending champions, number 3. Marana, number 4, Highland, Millennium, Red Mountain, Queen Creek, Mountain Ridge, Castile round out the top 10 for the 6A conference. In 5A, Mountain Point is number 1. They are over the 5A runner-up from last year, Canyon View, which is number 2. Verado, 3. Campo Verde, the defending champions, at 4. Casa Grande, Buena, Nogales, AZ College Prep, Mountain View, Marana, and Lake Havasu, the top 10 in 5A. We mentioned Prescott a lot already in this show. The Badgers on the girls' side are also number 1. Mesquite number 2. They have not lost yet. They're 9-0. Mesquite 2, Chrisman 3, Scottsdale Christian, Heritage Academy, St. Mary's, Coco, Benjamin Franklin, Eastmark, Mingus Union, the top 10 there. So that's a look at the rankings for the AIA. I'm going to go ahead and pull the tweet up really quick so that way I can show off the work that Mason has done. He does a great job for us. He primarily covers flag football. He'll be doing more, of course, once you know, everything else starts, but hopefully you guys can see that. This is the latest flag football rankings from Mason. Hamilton 1, Millennium 2, Mountain View 3, Basha 4, Marana 5. Now this is obviously as of like Tuesday morning, so these do not reflect the Tuesday night outcome or the Thursday night outcome for these games. But you can see the top 10 right there. We have Mesa in there at number 10. 5A conference, Canyon View is still on top. Mountain Point at number 2. Obviously, you see a couple of the Pride players right there. Campo Verde, 3. Casa Grande, 4. Go on down the line, Lake Havasu at number 10. Prescott, number 1 in this ranking as well. 2, Mesquite, Chrisman, 3. Really, the main difference is obviously Eastmark being at number 4. Scottsdale Christian, 5. But Mason's pretty spot on with what the AIA has. And he actually gave these to me before these rankings came out for the AIA. So he's doing a good job. He's doing a really good job. So that's your flag football little recap of the week. Let's jump into our rankings, Eric. So just to go over it really quick, just so everybody knows, these are voted on by the members of the media. I still need to get that post on the website, which I will. Didn't mean to do that. Sorry. Voted on by the media. And I can tell you it is myself, Cody Cameron, Adam Beadle, you, JJ Digos, Chris Eaton, Richard Obert, Ralph Amsden, Richard Smith, BJ Media, Jason Skoda, Lee Patterson. Who am I missing?
Pete
did not do it this week. That's okay, though. He's really busy. He usually does. Yeah. I'm missing someone. Let me just pull it up. That'd be easier. Go here. But anyway, yeah. So these are voted on by the media. I guess I got everybody. Oh, Logan Stanley, Arizona Republic. Logan does a great job. So those are the kind of the voters this week. We also had, I think, 3 or 4 anonymous And obviously, I'm not going to name the anonymous. They're anonymous for a reason.
That's how it works.
That's usually how it works, right? But yes, so this is essentially, we have six different spreadsheets. All these teams can go in. I'm sorry, all these media members can go in and they can choose their top eight, choose their top 10 for 6A, 5A, 4A, 3A, 2A. We did not do 1A this week because 1A already started playoffs. So as these start to obviously start their playoffs, we're not going to do them because there's no point anymore. Because then it just comes down to obviously them just winning games. So here's a brief look really quick at the poll this week. As you can see, Adam's picks, BJ Media's picks, Cody's picks, Eric's picks. These are all public, so we're allowed to do it. Obviously, JJ Degos giving a shout out to Apache Junction. That's where he went to school. So this is just kind of a look at the bracket. I'm sorry, the polls this week. So, or the ballots this week, I should say. These will be posted online as well. So I will get those up. But here are the end results. Basha, still number one right now in our rankings. 135 points. And points are based on the number of votes you get. So like number one, I'm sorry. Yeah, if you're ranked number one, you get 10 points, I'm sorry, 2, 9 points, 3, 8 points, so on and so forth. So Basha, number one, Liberty, number two, Red Mountain, making that jump to number three. Brophy, 4, LA Queen Creek, 5. Those two just swap places, essentially. Highland, 6, and tied at 7 is Marana and the Hamilton Huskies. So again, AIA rankings, I'll just tell you right now, have Marana number one. Our rankings, non-computer, eyeballs, people who cover these teams and games and football and everything, this is what these rankings are. That's why we call it the media composite, because it's actually true media, like almost AP style, which you're familiar with, obviously, because I mean, it's out there now. You're an AP voter this year for basketball.
I am one of however many, I don't know exactly how many, but funny thing, I got put on some list. There's somebody who's a tracker of the different voters in the AP poll. Mm-hmm. I think it's called like poll tracker or something, you know, very simple like that. But this guy goes, he rates everybody's top 25s and says if he thinks you have bias against somebody or whatever. And, you know, it's funny. I truly don't have bias against anybody. Right. I hesitate to say I don't care because I do, but I don't in like a way to put somebody over another, whether I believe it, like not going to overrate somebody because I like them or something. Like right. That. So I hope I don't get too much bias. We'll see.
That's funny. Oh, well, whatever. Chandler and Queen Creek also getting votes for the open division in our rankings. 6A, obviously, it's going to look pretty much the same across the board, except for Hamilton, no tie at number 7. You have Chandler and Queen Creek, of course, the two teams that get open division votes. They're also in the top 10 rankings for 6A. Mountain View, the Toros, very quietly, Eric, 6-1 on the year. Their only loss, Liberty. It's a pretty good resume.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see, are they going to end up playing Red Mountain this year?
Last game of the season.
Yeah. So that'll be, that could be for, I think Red Mountain probably an open team regardless, unless they fall apart, but that could be, Mountain View going for a high seed or in the 6A or potentially that last open spot. I mean, they are really solid.
All right. They really are. Mountain View could vary. I was looking at the rankings for the AI. I don't have the 6A pulled up because there's no point. But I was looking at it, and if Highland were to jump into the open division somehow, maybe if they beat LA Queen Creek, although that might pull LA Queen Creek out. But either way, Mountain View would be like the number one or number two seed right now in 6A.
Yeah.
Which is really good for the Toros. I can't remember the last time they were number one in the 6A conference. Now, granted,
they were number two several years ago, but not number one.
Granted, yes, this is because a lot of teams are being pulled out for the open division, but still, they'd be the number one seed, or number two seed, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So, looking at 5A conference, obviously, Marana, number one team in the AIA rankings, number one team in our rankings, 120 points. Basically, that's a unanimous. So in other words, everyone that voted for the 5A poll has Moran at number one. There's no other.
I mean, McClintock is undefeated, but hasn't played the same schedule. Yeah,
not nearly the same. Right.
They're the only undefeated team that has those kind of quality wins.
Yep, exactly. Horizon obviously won tonight. The Huskies aren't going anywhere. I would honestly say even the Horizon Huskies might be in here next week. It's very possible. Yeah. For the media rankings, A.L.A. Gilbert sitting at 6-1 on the year. Higley 5-3 now after tonight. Might drop a little bit, but losing to Horizon's a really good loss. I don't think that's going to make a huge difference. Desert Mountain, the team that Horizon beat last week, Desert Edge sitting number 6. Cactus Shadows at 7. McClintock 8. Kellis 9. Notre Dame 10. I'd imagine Jacob Sliga wishes that this were the actual rankings, because right now Desert Edge is not nearly as high in the 5A conference. Cactus, Ironwood Ridge, and Tucson getting votes in that one. Moving on to 4A, Micah Mountain, number 5 in the AIE rankings, number 1 in ours. So it kind of goes to show, like, I don't know. It's just, it's weird. Like, people are probably thinking, oh, well, your guys' rankings are probably way off. Again, this is human-based. Like, and them getting 108 points, I think only one vote was for them in third place. One vote.
Yeah.
So obviously we're all on the same page with this team. Arizona College Prep, again, they've been on a tear. They're number 2. Snowflake 3, Yuma Catholic 4, Thunderbird, Arcadia, Prescott, Northwest Christian, Deer Valley, Walden Grove, Vista Grande, Seton Catholic getting votes in there. 3A, no doubt about this one. Thatcher and A.L.A. West Foothills, the two best teams in the conference right now.
Yeah, you can argue one over the other, but those are the two best.
You could literally flip-flop. It really doesn't matter. I mean, obviously, there's only 2 points separating them in this poll. Ben Franklin, 3, River Valley, Florence, Pushridge, A.L.A. Ironwood, Payson, Blue Ridge, Mojave. So, I mean, again, just Thatcher, A.L.A., West Foothills, the absolute two best teams right now in this conference. So, 2A, Santan, best team overall in this conference right now. Tonopah Valley, though, making a very, very big push. They got a huge win last week over Arizona Lutheran, so good for them. Santa Cruz Valley, Pima, Arizona Lutheran, Phoenix Christian, Bisbee, Scottsdale Christian, and tied at 9th is Wilcox and Scottsdale Prep. Camp Verde Benson also getting votes. So those are the Hypermark rankings for this week. I just realized that I also meant to put them here. So there you go. Now you can see them, at least through the 4A. But yeah, so that's kind of where things stand with our rankings. And I think, Eric, it's time that we get to the AIA rankings, but not before we tell you about Next Level Mobile IV. Next Level Mobile IV, for athletes striving to maximize their performance. The IV therapy offers the most effective method to deliver essential vitamins, minerals, and select medications directly into the bloodstream. This approach ensures optimal absorption, allowing for rapid replenishment and enhancing key nutrients crucial for peak athletic performance. Next Level Mobile IV, they have locations everywhere. If you go down to Tucson, make sure you tell Kyle Morgan we said hi. All right. You ready for AIA rankings?
Let's do it.
Okay. I know the ranking talk is kind of boring, but like this time of year, we almost have to do it. Like
we do. I mean, it's part of the deal right now is the not controversy. I hesitate to use that word.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to look at exactly what's happening with this because, again, nobody knows the exact formula, but it's interesting to look and try and predict it.
Yeah. So this is what the AIA has. This is as of Tuesday. Now, obviously, Higley Horizon just played. Higley, I really think, drops out. I think Higley's out of the open at this point at 5-3. I was honestly surprised they jumped back in at 5-2. I don't know how, but maybe Jacob can explain that one to us. I'm trying to find it. We had a question. Let's see. Mason, I know this game just happened. Where do you see Horizon being in next week's ranking? Oh, for us. I'm sorry. I thought that meant for AIA. For us, I think they're in the open. I think people will start putting them there.
Or at least high up in 5A.
Or at least pretty high up. I mean, they'll probably be number 2 in 5A still. If they're not in the open, I think they're gonna get some votes to be in the open. So you'll at least see them probably in others receiving votes. AIA rankings. Red Mountain wins. Red Mountain wins, I think Red Mountain jumps up to number one because Red Mountain's playing. Red Mountain has Queen Creek. No, I'm sorry. Is it Queen Creek? Yes, Red Mountain has Queen Creek this week. That would be a very good win for them because Queen Creek is high up in the 6A rankings too.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they don't at least get closer than right. They're down 2 points right now. But if they win that, I think it would be at least closer than the two, if not the number one.
Basha has Chandler, but I think the Queen Creek win would be better for Red Mountain. Liberty has Saguaro, so honestly, they're not going to
get a lot of power points.
They're not going to get much help there. Horizon beating the number six team in the open division. I think Horizon you see at the number four, potentially number three. I guess it really just depends on how much the computer values that win.
Yeah.
I mean that's a huge PowerPoint game for them. That's really really big. But yeah, I think that's kind of what we might be looking at with Horizon. I think Horizon moves up to four at the very least. Now I could be totally wrong. I mean, Liberty could stay there, right? Or Liberty could be number one next week. Like we really don't know. But because it also depends on how the teams that they've already beaten do, like. Who does Desert Mountain have this week? I ask you while I'm looking it up. ALA Gilbert. So, like, if Desert Mountain beats ALA Gilbert, then all of a sudden Horizon's win over Desert Mountain looks even better. So it's like, it's so confusing, man.
Yeah.
It's so confusing. All I know is that Horizon will probably be number four. Liberty will probably drop to five. Higley's out. I really don't know what's going to happen with ALA Queen Creek because they play Highland. So, like, if ALA Queen Creek loses, then Highland, I think, is in. If ALA Queen Creek wins, then they might move up to, like, number six. Brophy has Desert Vista this week. So, they're not – I think Brophy actually won. Did they play this tonight? I don't remember seeing that game. Brophy has Desert Vista. That's not going to help them a whole lot.
Yeah, in terms of power points, it won't.
It's really not. And I don't even know who's the first team out right now. I think it's Highland. So, like, and behind them, I think, is Mountain View. So, maybe Mountain View sneaks in.
Brophy did play tonight.
They did play tonight.
Why didn't they beat Corona del Sol.
Oh, they played Corona. That's right. They played Desert
Vista. Which also doesn't help their power points.
I don't know. I don't think. I'm sorry. Highland and Desert Mountain are the first two out of the open division, followed by Mountain View. So, I mean, we could see Desert Mountain back in. Really, we could.
Yeah, potentially.
I just don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But all I know is there's some. Look, the only thing I do know is that the 6A East Valley region. I know people who are Premier Region fans are going to get upset with me by this. The 6A East Valley is the best region this year, top to bottom.
I agree. It's end really, really good.
It's just, I mean, if you look at it, like, you have Red Mountain open, you have Queen Creek 6-1, you have Highland 6-1, you have ALA Queen Creek 6-1 open division. Williamsfield is 3-4, but that's a 3-4 team that I would take over most of those 6A teams in front of them.
Yeah, so, me too.
Like, you know. I mean, Williamsfield might be 3-7 this year and still make the playoffs and still probably win a game because they're good, but they just have had a brutal schedule and they've had injuries. So we'll see. I don't know. Good for Mountain View, though. I know I already mentioned that, but good for Mountain View. Jacob just said 6A East Valley Premier. I'm sorry, 6A East Valley is better than Premier. So I guess he agrees with me. Jacob, thanks for listening. Appreciate you. Chris Eaton just loved the message, so I guess people agree there. So that's the AIA rankings. We already went over 4A. We got nothing else. Well, other than our, you know, usual stuff. So
yeah, but in terms of rankings.
Rankings, we're finally done. All right, Eric, the fun stuff. Let's get right into it. What did we learn? Queen Creek, 31-21 over Centennial.
We learned Centennial isn't ready to be a contender in the way we thought they were going to be, and we learned that Queen Creek is good.
Let me just remind you that Centennial is now 2-5 on the year. with games against Chaparral, Pinnacle, and Liberty left, I think it's very possible that we see a 3-7 Centennial team.
Yeah.
But granted, if five teams from the 6A get pulled to the open division, that still puts them at number 14.
Yes.
Well, at least right now, it could change. But is there a scenario where you see Centennial missing the playoffs?
No, I don't. No.
Okay. Oops. Sorry. I just hit that.
Do you? I think their strength of schedule is too good.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the teams behind them, Westwood, O'Connor, Boulder Creek, I mean, Westwood would have to. Yeah. Westwood's strength of schedule is not very good moving forward. Desert Ridge, Tallis, and Mesa. Yeah. O'Connor's not going to get there. They're 2-5. With games against, I mean, they'll probably win two out of their last three. Boulder Creek, probably going to win all three of those. Maybe Boulder Creek jumps up from number 22. I think Centennial's in right now. I think Centennial's going to be in.
Yeah, I do too.
So, yeah. Shadow Ridge is somehow ranked higher than Tallison, but Tallison has a win.
Yeah, probably strength of schedule.
Yeah, it must be. So, yeah, but anyway, we learned that Centennial is in a rebuild stage, I think.
Yes.
Granted. There are
a lot of young, good players that just aren't ready to be winners yet.
I was going to say, the rebuild's not going to take very long. This is a team that's going to be very good next year. So, yeah. But we did learn that Queen Creek is amazing. I guess maybe amazing is a strong word. Is very
they're good.
They're very good. But again, they're lumped into that East Valley region. So like, you have that region is two open division teams and a team who probably should be in the open in Highland.
Yeah.
Three potential open division teams coming from that one region out of five teams. That's insane. Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's insane. But yeah, we'll see what happens with that one. What do we learn? Speaking of, Red Mountain 16, Ailey Queen Creek 14.
We learned how good both of these defenses are, but especially yes. Red Mountain.
Yes.
Red Mountain is an excellent team. They mm-hmm. are one of the best teams in all of AIA football. One of the few undefeateds left. Are they the only undefeated in 6A?
Only undefeated team in 6A. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, only they're one. Awesome. And beating ALA Queen Creek is a big deal. And I think we learned just how much we've said it before.
Yep.
But they are a top three team and approaching that contender status for an open champion.
I think they're already there.
Yeah.
I think they're there. I think they have to get past a couple more tests. Obviously, they have three really tough games coming up. They do play Hamilton. They do have Mountain View, which is always an emotional one because of just it being a rivalry game.
Yeah.
And they've got Queen Creek this week, and they're on the road at Queen Creek. Not necessarily a far trip, but going into Queen Creek with a Queen Creek team playing as well as it is, not easy. But I see Red Mountain going undefeated. That's how good this team is.
I think it's potential. Yes, you mentioned it. There's a lot of tough games, but if they are able to get past that schedule, that's going to be really impressive.
I'm just going to say it now. If Red Mountain wins out, actually, I'm not even going to say that. When Red Mountain wins out, they will be the number one team in the open division. I think I've said that multiple times now.
If you go undefeated in 6A, you deserve to be.
Right. I said on the Saturday morning show, Red Mountain's going to be the number one seed in the open division. And I fully, fully, fully expect a Red Mountain versus Liberty semifinal.
Yeah,
which I think all of us who cover those two teams would be absolutely in heaven watching that game. There might not be any media at the other game. Because as of right now, it'd probably be the way the rankings are potentially shaping out. It'd be like a Basha versus Marana.
Yeah, which would be fun, but
it'd be fun. It'd be fun.
Not the same.
But Red Mountain Liberty, I need it. I need that pumping through my veins.
Yeah.
Give me Red Mountain versus Liberty in the open division semifinals with the game being played at Mountain View. I'm just trying to think of where Red Mountain would pick.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to pick. I don't know. You know what? No. Move that game to Sun Devil Stadium or whatever it's called now, Mount America. I guarantee you that the AIU or whoever would make enough money if they filled that game for a semifinal.
Yeah.
If they did that game there, they really would. But yes, I need either Red Mountain versus Basho or Red Mountain versus Liberty. I need it. I really, really need it. Like for my love of football and high school football here in Arizona, I need that matchup. One of those
two. That would be cool.
And the winner can face the other one who they didn't face in the championship. Because right now, I think those are the three best teams in the state right now.
Yeah. It's starting honestly, to look like those three and then everybody else. Like
it is. It really is. And honestly, like I don't want to jump the gun or like say something that like would make me sound dumb, but like it might be Basho Red Mountain and then everybody else. Liberty has proven to be a little more vulnerable the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, granted, good teams find a way to win. That's why I still have them number one in my rankings. But you can't play like that against Basho or Red Mountain. Because you're going home earlier than you want to go home. So, yeah. I also just realized this banner thing does not, it says week 8. I mean,
they got the point.
It's fixed. I had to fix it. It was bothering me. There you go. All right, Eric. What did we learn? Oh, by the way, Kyle Enders, coach of the year. What did we learn? Horizon 20. I shouldn't have even put this one because Horizon just beat Higley now. All right, should we just skip this one? Horizon's good.
Yeah.
Horizon's good. Horizon's really good, right? Like, let's be honest. Horizon's really good. We'll just move on. What did we learn? ACP 55, Combs 14.
We learned how dominant ACP is since their first game of the year.
Yes.
ACP is a contender in 4A.
They might be one of the favorites in 4A.
Yeah.
We're going to move on because the next one is the team that I really want to see ACP face. Micah Mountain 50, Canaan Dolaro 6.
I think Micah Mountain is the best team in 4A.
I agree.
And we have ranked them as such in our media poll. I don't think it's particularly close right now.
No, I think it's Micah Mountain and ACP. 1A, 1B, and then everybody else.
Yeah.
In the 4A. I know Snowflake obviously is there. I know Snowflake is very good. Yes. But the way that these two teams have just been absolutely dominating and shredding opponents, Snowflake is definitely a semifinal team. I believe that wholeheartedly. But Micah Mountain and ACP right now are just playing at another level. It's ridiculous how just they're blowing teams out. And it's like crazy. Combs is a pretty good team this year. Canaan Dolaro was the last year's champion. Like these are no slouch opponents. Like if they were doing this to like, you know, a 1-5 team, then it'd be like, okay, whatever. Like that was expected. But both of these teams put up 50 against teams of that caliber is unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah. That's
that's what we've learned.
It is what we've learned. Do I have the right ones? I do. You want to look ahead now?
Let's do it.
Let's look ahead. Big one. Highland at ALA Queen Creek. Open division on the line.
I think so, too.
Win and you're in my opinion. Win and
you're in. Yeah, these two teams have been awesome. You know, we mentioned ALA Queen Creek lost to Red Mountain, but so has everybody else that's played them so far.
Right.
I think that's a pretty good loss at the moment.
So honestly. Is Highland. Highland also lost to Red Mountain.
Yep. Yeah, so. And I think I agree that the winner of this is probably in one of those last few open seeds, the loser is one of the top seeds in 6A.
Yep, absolutely. Which either of those two teams in 6A would be a scary thought.
Yes.
Because they are definitely both worth the open division. I just don't think any of us expected the 5A to have three teams this late in the year.
In the open.
and potentially securing two spots tonight, I would say. Because Horizon will be favored in the last two games of the season. So, and Miranda's definitely favored. Miranda's probably going to go undefeated. Unless Miranda, well, Miranda actually plays Buena this week. That's the hardest game left. If Miranda wins tomorrow night, then that's a wrap. Miranda's going to the Open. They might even be in the Open even with a loss tomorrow, honestly. But we'll see what happens. Looking ahead, we'll stick to the East Valley region, Red Mountain at Queen Creek. I think this is essentially, and I really hate to say this because like Red Mountain still plays Hamilton, but in terms of like proximity, region on the line, things like that, I think this is probably the, I can't say that. I was going to say this is probably the scariest game on the schedule left for Red Mountain, but like Hamilton's very good.
It's still tough.
It's still tough. I think this, what this one comes down to for me is, how does Red Mountain stay unscathed and healthy? Because you've already faced a really good team out of California. You've already faced, obviously, you know, ALA Queen Creek, a very good football program, and Highland, which you beat both of them. Two very good football programs that you already beat. Now, all of a sudden, you have to go and face Queen Creek, which has turned out to be maybe one of the surprises of the 6A conference this year. And then you play Hamilton. Then you play your rival, who also happens to be 6-1 of the year so far.
A lot of physical football.
There's a lot of physical football, and I think it's just a matter of, now, granted, I already said it, I think Red Mountain goes undefeated. But how banged up do they get in those last
three? That's weeks? The thing.
That's what I'm like interested to see, is if they can come away unscathed and healthy with wins, this team... I'm very high on Red Mountain right now, if anyone can't tell. I've seen them play, and this is a team who just continues to impress me week after week after week. And it's just, it's one of those things where like I haven't felt, at least not in the last like year or two. I think the last like 2 years we kind of knew, like, hey, like this team's gonna win, right? Or hey, you know, we're gonna see this team versus this. And, like we knew basically week one we were gonna see Liberty Centennial. Right. Yeah. In the Open final. Right. All of a sudden, Red Mountain is knocking on the door because everyone thought, OK, Liberty Basha, Liberty Centennial, Liberty Basha. All of a sudden, Red Mountain's knocking on that door saying, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
What's up? So that's why I'm very excited, because I think there's more parity. And this is probably the first time we've had this much parity and openness in the Open.
Yeah. Nope. I think so, too.
So looking ahead, must win game for Notre Dame Prep. However, this is a really banged up Notre Dame Prep team. And I think for Cactus Shadows, this is kind of that we got to get back on track kind of game.
Yeah, this is a game for both of these teams to prove something to the rest of the state.
Exactly.
And kind of solidify their positions that they need to be in.
Absolutely. Ben Franklin, Gilbert Christian, looking ahead, Eric. This is the only reason I put this one on there. Ben Franklin should win this game, but it is the homecoming for Danny Norris.
That's cool.
I think it's cool. It's a cool thing. It really is. That's going to be one of the better games in the 3A conference. We'll head back to 4A. No, definitely not. We'll head back to 4A really quick. This is all you, my friend. Flagstaff at Lee Williams.
Wow. You put one of these in there. This is going to be big for Flagstaff. If they can win this game... it would be the first time they've beaten Lee Williams since, I believe, 2019, maybe 2018. It's been a while. Flagstaff is 5-2. They just got blown out by Prescott last week.
Yep.
It wasn't that it was close at halftime, 7-3, and then it wasn't close at the end. It was 30-3. They have a chance to go into a place that they haven't been in a long time, and that's solidifying a winning record. It's been it's been several years since they've had a winning record. Lee Williams has been banged up, and they haven't been the same team that they were last year.
Right.
This is a big deal for both of these teams. Lee Williams doesn't want to, you know, have this be the first time in however long that they've lost to Flagstaff. Yeah. Flagstaff wants a chance to, you know, to keep building their program.
It's a good point. Very good point. I think it's going to be a fun game. I think I do think Lee Williams gets the win.
I think if I had to pick, I think so too. Yeah. They pass really well, and their schedule has been tougher than their, you know, it's been a tough schedule, so their record is not good. They're not going to be a playoff team or anything, but they are potentially somebody that, you know, is a little bit better than people give them credit for.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Before we move on to our normal question segment, which I think we're going to have to run through, it's already been over an hour, so we're kind of going over our allotted time here, or at least the time that you and I'd like to limit ourselves to.
Yeah.
I do want to give one major shout out, Mr. Cody Cameron, because it was reminded in our group chat, Cody Cameron.
I don't know who that is.
Cody T. Cameron. Cody T. Cameron.
I don't know who that is either.
Yeah, he's just some dude. It was brought up in our group chat after I mentioned on the show here that the East Valley region might be better than the Premier this year. And then Jacob obviously agreed. Chris Eaton loved it. And then Cody reminded everybody that he's been saying that since May. And so I went and looked, and sure enough, shout out to Cody Cameron. May 31st, 2024. Will the East Valley region be the best overall region in all of 6A football next year? He called it, man. Highland, Ailey, Queen Creek, Williamsfield, Red Mountain, Queen Creek should all be pretty good next year. Those are four out of five open teams and one 6A team that is way better than the record shows.
Yeah, they're impressive.
That's so shout out to Cody. Congratulations. Just giving credit to Cody for calling that way back in May. He saw this after spring ball. It's not like he saw this after like sevens. He saw that after spring ball. So that's a very good good take for our friend Cody.
Yeah.
All right. Question time, Eric. We'll end the night on some fun stuff. You ready?
Yeah.
What's one state you could move to if you could?
Hawaii.
Same. Same. Which island?
Whichever one I could afford a house on.
If money wasn't an issue.
Then probably Maui.
Maui. I would say Maui, or like I would love to go to... I fell in love with Colorado, man. I'm not going to lie. I fell in love with Colorado.
Colorado's cool.
Yeah, so cool. Give me an embarrassing moment. Could be from a vacation. It could be just your childhood. It could be yesterday. Give me an embarrassing moment in your life. Yes.
It's funny you mentioned that. I don't get that embarrassed easily because I'm weird in general. I know I'm a strange guy. So it's like...
You're what?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a good one. Like, you know, everyone's been embarrassed at little things, but like, I'm trying to think of a funny one or something interesting. Mm-hmm.
I've got a good
one. You have one on your mind that way I can think about it.
I do. I do not remember how old I was. Could not tell you. All I know is we had a little family outing, and I think one or two of my friends came with us to, I want to say it was Fiddlesticks. Do you remember Fiddlesticks? You probably don't. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Oh, you do?
I know what it is.
Okay. So it was Fiddlesticks. It used to be a little mini golf place, I think in Scottsdale or something like that. Mini golf, right? Water hazards, some, you know, just like fun little things, right? I think, I don't know what I was doing. I must have been 4 or 5, honestly. Like, I vaguely remember it, but I must have been trying to like show off or something, because all I remember is I fell into one of those like ponds that they have. And then because the water was so gross and my clothes and everything just smelled so bad, my parents actually made me ride in the back of our SUV, like
that's
the trunk of the SUV.
That's really funny.
They wouldn't let me sit in the seat. So I literally was like on like a random towel that was back there, like just laying down the entire drive home.
Wow.
Which isn't safe nowadays, but like, yeah, so that was an embarrassing moment. I fell.
That is pretty embarrassing, but that's hilarious.
I fell into the pond at Fiddlesticks.
Okay, I've got one. I can do this weird thing. I haven't done it in many years because it's not something adults would do, but I can flip my eyelid over and have it like stay. I can do it on both, and I'm not going to do it now because it's pretty nasty looking. I don't know how I discovered I could do that, but one time at a school talent show, I was like, oh, I'm going to sing. and I'm like telling everybody in like the third or fourth grade talent show, you know, I have this really cool act. And I told all the teachers like, hey, here's some music for me, blah, blah, blah. And I just go up and I flip my eyelid and the they're like, oh, Eric's going to do blah, blah, blah. And I go up there and just do that and stand there and smile for like 5 seconds. And everyone's like, that's it.
That's the most Eric Newman story I've ever heard.
Yeah. So that's me.
Oh, bro. Oh, Mason said he tripped walking up for graduation.
I fell asleep at my high school graduation.
You know what's the worst for mine is graduating from Highland, even back in like 2012, we had like almost 800 kids in my class.
Yeah.
And obviously my last name is an A. So like I was like in the third row out of like 25.
Yeah, no kidding.
I went up there and I just had to sit there the rest of the time. It was awful. Thank God I brought
my phone. It was mine was like 500, so it wasn't even nearly that, but that's still it was still long.
Yeah, it was bad. It was annoying. I can't believe you just flipped your eyelids. It's so weird, dude.
Really weird. I told you.
Oh gosh. Okay. I don't know why I thought about this. Maybe because I saw like some videos of like dogs that I really want one day. Favorite kind of dog?
It's
like breed, obviously.
Yeah. Growing up, we always had boxers, and so I have an affinity for them just because my family always had them.
Boxers.
But I like a non-shedding dog. Those are pretty awesome.
The hypoallergenic ones, yeah.
Yeah.
We have two of those now.
Yeah. You know what I really like that people, maybe this also won't surprise you? I love a pug. I think they're hilarious. I think pugs are freaking hilarious, man.
I don't like small dogs.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I love all dogs, but like I could never have a small dog. So
my mom has a do you know a King Charles, a King Cavalier?
Yeah, the Cavaliers, the small ones, yeah.
Like Cavalier, King Charles Spaniel, and I didn't think I liked them, but my mom got one a couple years ago, and it's funny, and I like it.
Yeah. For me,
it's either type of dog I don't like.
Yeah, I mean, I love all dogs. Like Mason says something about German Shepherds. I love all dogs, but like if I could choose which ones to own, Golden Retriever and Great Dane.
Yeah, those are pretty awesome.
I had Golden Retriever. I had Great Danes all my life growing up. We rescued a ton of them. And then we had one golden lab. So I guess it's really county is a mix. But then we had a golden retriever, like just like, who passed away like a year ago, year and a half ago. So yeah, I golden retriever or Great Dane. I love Great Danes so much. Husky or German Shepherd. Huskies are funny just because that was AZ Sports Guru, by the way. Huskies are just funny because they're just so loud and obnoxious.
Yeah, I a lot of people had Huskies in Minnesota because it's a winter area. Right. So I knew a lot of people or would see a lot of people with Huskies.
I feel like Huskies here is like animal cruelty.
It is not great.
Like it's like I'm not saying like Reyes, for example, if you have a Husky, like I'm not saying you're cruel to your animal, but like it's just so hot here and they're just so used to cold weather.
You have to be really good about making sure they get their exercise and
everything. Right. That too. Yeah, absolutely. Favorite Mediterranean dish. And this will go hand in hand with the best thing you ate in the last week for us.
My favorite Mediterranean dish. That's interesting.
Now here, let me, this can be like from a restaurant, obviously. And I know like there are some like places that aren't like full-blown Mediterranean, but like they're pretty close, they're close enough. Yeah. So, like, that's what I'm gonna go with, just FYI.
Yeah, I there's a place in my hometown Rochester, Minnesota, Nupa. It's a Greek spot, and they've got really good avolumano soup is what it's called. It's like a lemon soup with some chicken, and it's basically like a chicken noodle soup Greek style with like some lemon flavoring. It's pretty good. I like that place.
Interesting. I'm a really big fan of just like a like a grilled chicken pita.
Yeah, I'm with you.
A grilled chicken pita is just really, really good. Like, you know, you can get like the beef and all that stuff, but like, give me a really good grilled chicken pita on a Greek pita, by the way. So it's a little more thick. Yeah. And I'm set. I'm all set.
Agreed.
This brings us to the best thing in the last week. I'm going to just go right ahead. We went to Pita Jungle tonight. It was amazing. I know Pita Jungle doesn't really count too much, but like, I had their chicken Philly pita. Oh my goodness, Eric. Oh, by the way, if you haven't tried the jalapeno cilantro hummus from Pita Jungle, masterpiece.
Really?
Masterpiece. It's so good.
Cool.
So good. I love Pita Jungle. Anyway, okay. Your turn.
Best thing I ate in the last week was a breakfast burrito I made this morning, actually.
What was in it?
It was a little bit of leftover beef cadillo with eggs and peppers and a little bit of mushroom and some salsa verde. Very good.
Ooh, that's very, very good. Mason said that he's had Krispy Kreme donuts in the last week. That reminds me. Thank you, Mason. I have to pull something, one other thing up, Eric.
Okay.
I'm not doing that one. Never mind. Where is it? Here it is.
Whatever you say.
Hang on. I just got to crop it. Give me 1 second. Talk about something real quick.
I haven't had a Krispy Kreme in many years. I remember when Krispy Kreme first came to our town when I was growing up. Everybody was so obsessed for like a couple months. Nobody went without buying Krispy Kremes when it came. And then for some reason it left and everyone was sad.
That sounds like the In-N-Out story you told when Flagstaff opened.
Yes.
Wasn't In-N-Out like insane for like a couple
years? Yeah, the line at In-N-Out was crazy when it first opened in Flagstaff. It was nuts.
Mason said he's going to hand deliver you a Krispy Kreme donut. So I guess Mason's come up to Flagstaff to
go. Yeah, that would take a lot.
Okay. So do you remember a couple weeks ago when I was talking about the, and this will be the last thing that we talk about tonight. Do you remember last week when I was telling, or not last week, but a couple weeks ago, I was telling you about the Facebook groups that I was in for my previous job
to
monitor all that stuff and how dumb some of the posts are. And I joked and I said I was going to find a dumb post of the week and do it on the show.
Okay.
I found one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And you'll see why Mason reminded me. I need to bring this to the attention of anyone who is bothered by what was just told to me. I have heard of Randy's Donuts for years, but never had it. I went today. I'll give it a 7 out of 10, but they aren't even close to Bosa. The person at Randy's told me they're opening shops like wildfires here. Their plan is to take over Bosa and put them out of business. Heck no. We need to act now. We can't let a California business come here and put one of our businesses under. Don't California my Arizona. All this over freaking donuts.
Yeah. Why can't both exist?
Donuts caused that. Donuts are the reason this person felt the need.
Don't California my Arizona.
To go onto a Facebook group and say this.
I bet it got some pretty good. I bet it got some pretty good engagement too.
Get a life. Get a freaking life. If this is you, if 467 people are watching this right now, if you are the person who did this, I don't even care. Block us, talk crap. I don't care. This is a stupid post. Donuts.
It's not great.
Donuts caused this. California my Arizona because of freaking donuts.
Yeah, that's not great.
Like, my goodness, dude. Like, people are just... They just need to get lives. Like, go get a job. Go work at a security gate if you're already retired. Like, just do something to stay off of freaking Facebook groups making stupid posts.
I agree.
By the way, Randy's Donuts is very good.
I'm sure it is.
I saw this post and I was like, I'm going to Randy's.
Yeah, now you should go and be like, I like this place and comment.
Please,
please,
California, my Arizona.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
I think it has to do with like politics, but like What does a donut shop?
Yeah, have to do with I that? Get that. Don't if you don't like the political climate or whatever, but
like
donuts is different.
Donuts.
Yeah, that's.
Nice. I don't know. It's just there's another one. I was gonna read it, or I was gonna bring it up, but I decided not to do the screenshot and all that. Let me just read you the first line. I walked out of the bank today and was immediately robbed of all my clothing and personal belongings.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
I'll just read it. I had no choice but to ride my bicycle home naked in hopes of getting there quickly enough to report this to the PD when I was detained by several police officers. It was challenging to answer all their questions while onlookers stared and offered no assistance.
I feel bad for whoever got robbed, but why would you have to bike home naked?
Eric, I'll be honest. I don't think that was a real story. I just think that people just have way too much time on their hands.
I'm sure it's not a real story, but it's still funny to write.
They also spelled naked, N-E-K-I-D.
Naked. That's Facebook. So cool.
East Valley cool Facebook people. Groups. Just get a
I wish I were that cool.
Man. Just get a life. You don't need to, like, I think I told you about, there's a dude in one of these posts who just like the bike ride of shame. The bike rider. Why didn't they take the bike?
that's another thing I was wondering.
Oh, that's a
valuable thing. If you got robbed, why would they take like your shirt and your underwear before they take the bike?
You want to know why?
Because it's fake.
Because the guy who got robbed took the tire off the bike to prevent it from getting stolen. And the robber didn't want to take the time to put it back on.
You think so?
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's Mason crazy. Said
the bike ride. Shame.
Maybe after he rode it naked, they didn't want it anymore.
Well, so it's really funny because some of the comments were like, did you at least have a seat?
That's funny.
We're getting a little too overboard here, but
yeah.
Yeah. So dumb Facebook post of the week goes to the resident who said, don't California my Arizona because of Randy's donuts.
Yeah, great. Good for him.
Dumb. People, like I said, people just have way too much time on their hands, man. It's just stupid. It is stupid. What isn't stupid is the fact that we're ending the show.
Yeah.
I think it's time. Almost an hour
and 20 minutes. Don't California my Arizona, Zach.
Don't California our show, Eric. Can't stand people. Anyway, we appreciate, I love all of you that are watching, obviously.
Yeah.
We appreciate every single one of you for watching. Obviously, our sponsors, Next Level Mobile IV and Nautical Bulls Phoenix. We appreciate you. Mason, thanks for tuning in. AZ Sports Guru Reyes Abatia. Sorry, Reyes. I probably butchered that bad. But Reyes, we appreciate you. Adam Beadle, Jacob Saliga, we know is tuning in. Everybody else. You guys are appreciated. We couldn't do this without you. We will be back next week, I'm assuming, maybe on Thursday. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Depends on the schedule. So either way, we will be back next week. And until then, enjoy a great weekend of football. Enjoy a great weekend of NFL football as well as high school here in Arizona. ASU's off this week, so no losing, at least. Just kidding. ASU's doing well. But
they can't lose. That's true.
They can't lose, though. They can't lose. But again, in all seriousness, thank you guys, and we will talk to you all next week.